Did you know that the 4th of July is on a Thursday this year? That's going to be a full weekend of fun out on the deck, 4 days. But if your deck isn't what it used to be and you aren't using it for great family gatherings, you need to call my friends at All Weather Decks. All Weather Decks is a 24-time winner of the Angie Super Service Award. And they probably help one of your neighbors. Click on the map link at allweatherdecks.net. Call All Weather Decks today at 913-206-1974 or go to allweatherdecks.net and mention you heard it on 810. Call now and relax.
Welcome back to Sports Radio 810 WHB. Right now, I'm sitting with Chairman and CEO of the Kansas City Chiefs, Clark Hunt. Clark, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm doing great. Having a very, very fun week.
So that's a good way to describe it. You're having a fun week. What's this week been like for you? A lot of Chiefs fans just can't wait to get to the game, but we also want to enjoy and bask in the celebration of that divisional round playoff win.
Yeah, well, going back to last Saturday, it was so exciting to get that home playoff win, to knock off the Colts, most importantly because it gives us a shot at the Patriots this week for the AFC Championship. I mentioned that it's been a fun week. As we move closer to the game, I'm sure the nerves will start to set in, and we've got a tall task ahead of us playing a very, very good Patriots team.
So do you get nervous? Will you be nervous as the game approaches?
Absolutely. Typically, the morning of the game, that's when it settles in. But I'll be very nervous throughout the game, all the way until hopefully we have a big lead and we can relax in the fourth quarter.
So when you're watching the game and a game of this magnitude, will you allow people to talk to you? Will you just have to focus? Do you have to, like, get away from everyone? How do you actually watch the game?
So I watch the game in our suite, and we typically have a pretty big crowd in there, some 50, 60 people. And, it's an open environment, and I enjoy, talking to everyone. Everyone's a Chiefs fan, and we enjoy the highs together and suffer through the lows as well.
I know you've had to answer a lot of questions about Patrick Mahomes II, and there's nothing wrong with that. He's fun to talk about, and I just want to ask you, can you even begin to quantify what he has meant to this organization, not only on the field but off the field?
Yeah, well, I think he's just beginning to write the first chapter on what will hopefully be a very long book on his career here in Kansas City. When he came to us last year, we thought we had somebody who could develop into an outstanding quarterback in the NFL. What we missed or didn't understand was how quickly he could make the transition. He started week one, very, very hot against the Chargers, and then carried that to the Pittsburgh game. And three or four games into the season, we realized it was not an aberration, that that's just who he was. He had picked up Andy Reid's offense that quickly. He was learning to diagnose the defenses that he was seeing, and he's built on it each week and has really not taken a step back. So we know we have somebody who's special. I mean, and there haven't been a whole lot of people that win a league MVP at 23 years of age, but he's done it. I think as importantly, and you alluded to this, is the person he is off the field. I mean, what a great young man. What a humble leader he is, and somebody who the team really, I think, looks up to and gravitates towards. And you need that at the quarterback position if you're going to win a championship.
So another person that's so important to this organization, obviously, is Andy Reid. And you made that hire 6 years ago. And this is where I assume you thought at some point he'd be, because he had so much success in Philadelphia. But from your perspective, what makes him so successful? Why is he so special and been able to take two organizations to such a high level?
Yeah, well, clearly at this point, you have to say Andy's, one of the top 10 best coaches of all time. I think he's now seventh on the all-time win list, has played in the NFC Championship a number of times. He's been to the Super Bowl. He's actually won a Super Bowl as an assistant coach. I think Andy just has the toolbox, the skill set that you need as an outstanding head coach. He holds the players accountable, but he also has a relationship with them. His offensive mind is as good as anybody in the league right now. I think he's a tremendous play caller. He's a great leader, has tremendous attention to detail, and is somebody that all the coaches and the players look up to and respect. And part of that is the respect that he's earned, but it's also a lot about just the person that he is.
So I heard you a little bit earlier talking about your father, and obviously you want to win the Lamar Hunt Trophy. That would be a great moment for not only you but for the organization or for the city. Thinking back to maybe spending time around your father or watching football with him, did he ever talk about how badly he wanted to win that trophy or how badly he wanted to get back to the Super Bowl?
Yeah, he no doubt definitely wanted to get back to the Super Bowl and win another Lombardi Trophy. I know he knew that to do that, he had to win the Lamar Hunt Trophy. He didn't specifically talk about that trophy, but winning the AFC Championship was very, very important to him, especially for somebody who founded the American Football League, right? And back in the early days of the Texans and Chiefs, the club had so much success and won a number of AFL championships, and that was always his goal. He was a very humble person, and I think probably a little upset that the league named the trophy after him, but he would have gladly accepted it if it meant a chance to play in the Super Bowl.
So over the years, have you allowed yourself to think about that, to think about what it would be like? Because you hear, you know, great athletes, or Patrick Mahomes thinks about what it would be like to win a big game and to go through that in his mind. Have you thought about what it would be like to receive that trophy with your dad's name on it?
Certainly it's one of our goals every year. And I always mention that to the team at the beginning of the season, that from a competitive standpoint, our first goal is to win the Lamar Hunt Trophy. And you have to do that to have a chance to represent, the AFC in the Super Bowl. And, our second goal is to win the Lombardi Trophy. And you can't win the Lombardi Trophy without winning the Lamar Hunt Trophy. So I've talked a lot about it. I've been asked this week, you know, how I'm going to feel, if we're fortunate enough to win the trophy on Sunday. And I think it's not something I'm going to really know until I'm in the moment. It no doubt will be very, very emotional. I'll be there with my mother and my siblings, and I think for all of us it's going to be a very emotional moment. But I think the best thing about it is getting to win it for the great fans that we have. The Chiefs Kingdom is so awesome. Getting to play this game at Arrowhead and have a chance to win that trophy at home is really, really special.
And you said after that win against the Colts, it wouldn't be so much for you or your family. It would be to a certain extent for the team and organization. But like you said, it would be for the fans. What would that mean to you to be able to deliver an AFC championship to those fans on Sunday?
Well, I've always felt that my responsibility is first and foremost to the fans. You know, the term owner gets thrown around a lot in professional sports and professional football, but my family has never really looked at ourselves as the owner of the team. We really view ourselves as the stewards of it. The team belongs to the fans. And so if we win that trophy, I'll feel like I've done my job, which is to deliver that trophy to the fans. Or at least I will have done the first part of my job, which is to deliver that trophy. The second one is to deliver the Lombardi Trophy.
So it's here, and I think I heard you say to someone that you haven't gone to look at it, or you have? I mean, just a quick peek in the room to take a look at nothing?
Yeah, the trophy's here in a room up at Arrowhead, and earlier this morning I thought about going up and looking at it. But I decided I'm just going to wait till Sunday, and hopefully, you know, somebody hands it to me, and I'm going to get a really good look at it at that point.
So not even a peek, nothing. You didn't go in there.
Nope, not
okay.
A peek.
So you're going to wait till they present it to you. Okay, so something else that's going to be just extremely emotional for the drum ceremony, you're going to be out there. And so have you worked that out? Are you getting ready? Are you going to be very active? Are you going to be, you know, going crazy like, you know, Will Shields was leading the crowd? We've seen Tim Grunhardt attack the drum, which I'm not sure you're going to do that. But what's going to be your approach? Because I can't imagine when that's going to be like in electricity and you're out there and it's getting ready to kick off and here you are in a place where you've wanted to be for so long.
Yeah, well, I just think the whole day, from the tailgating that'll start out in the parking lots, and I look forward to being out there with our fans and enjoying some barbecue, to the crowd in the stadium and the roar of the sea of red, and then as you mentioned, the drum ceremony, and I'm going to be there, you know, really representing our family and our fans, and what a special moment for all of this is to get to host the AFC Championship game.
My final question for you, so all the Chiefs fans that are listening, that are going to be out there or watching across Chiefs Kingdom, what's your message to them and what this is going to represent on Sunday at Arrowhead Stadium?
I think my message to them is, let's get this done. Everybody needs to bring their A game on Sunday. We're going to be playing a very, very good Patriots team that has a whole lot of experience. The players, the coaches, and our fans are going to need to be at their best. And for the fans, it means being very, very loud.
Well, I hope that we get to watch you receive that trophy. It'll be an emotional moment for everyone involved. And, again, Chairman and CEO of the Kansas City Chiefs, Mr. Clark Hunt, thank you so much for the time. Good luck, and congratulations on the success so far.
Thank you very much. Sure appreciate it.
We'll be right back after this on Sports Radio 810 WHB.